The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 17, The Dynasties of the Sons of Pararava. Ayu, the eldest son of Pararava, had 5 sons. This chapter describes the dynasties of 4 of them, beginning with Kshatravrida. Ayu, the son of Pararava, had 5 sons, Nahusa, Kshatravrida, Raji, Rabha, and Anena. The son of Kritravrida was Suhotra, who had 3 sons named Kasya, Kusha, and Gritsamada. The son of Gritsamada was Sunaka, and his son was Shonaka. The son of Kashi was Kashi. From Kashi came the sons and grandsons known as Rasta, Dirgatama, and then Dhanvantari, who was the inaugurator of medical science and was a Shaktivesh incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. The descendants of Dhanvantari were Ketaman, Bhimarath, Devodas, and Duman, who was also known as Pratadan, Satrujit, Vasta, Ritadvaj, and Kuvaliashva. The son of Duman was Alarka, who reigned over the kingdom for many, many years. Following in the dynasty of Alarka were Santati, Sunita, Nekitana, Dharmaksetu, Satyaketu, Dristaketu, Sukumara, Vitihotra, Bharga, and Bhargabhumi. All of them belonged to the dynasty of Kashi, the descendants of Kshatravrida. The son of Rabha was Rabhasa, and his son was Gambira. Gambira's son was Akriya, and from Akriya came Brahmavit. The son of Anena was Shuda, and his son was Shuchi. The son of Shuchi was Chitrakirit, whose son was Santaraj. Raj had 500 sons, all of extraordinary strength. Raja was personally very powerful and was given the kingdom of heaven by Lord Indra. Later, after Raji's death, when the sons of Raji refused to return the kingdom to Indra, by Brihaspati's arrangement, they became unintelligent, and Lord Indra conquered them. The grandson of Kshatravrida named Kusha gave birth to a son named Prati. From Prati came Sanjaya, from Sanjaya, Jaya, from Jaya, Krita, from Kritra, Haryabala. The son of Haryabala was Sahadev, the son of Sahadev, Hina, the son of Hina, Jayasen, the son of Jayasen, Sankriti, and the son of Sankriti, Jaya. Text 1 through 3. Sri Badarayani Aravacha, Sa Pararva Sa Putra, Anyus Tasya Bhavan Sutta, Nabasa Kshatravridas Cha, Rajji Rabhas Chavirivan, Anena Ati Rajendra, Srinu Kshatravrido Nyam. Kshatravridha Sutasayan, Sutra Syat Machastraya, Kashya Kusho Gritsamada, Iti Gritsamadad Udbut, Sunaka Shonaka Yasya Bravricha Pravaro Muni. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, from Pararva came a son named Ayu, whose very powerful sons were Nahusha, Kshatravrida, Raji, Rabha, and Anena. O Maharaj Parikshit, now hear about the dynasty of Kshatravrida. Kshatravrida's son was Suhutra, who had 3 sons named Kashya, Kusha, and Gritsamada. From Gritsamada came Sunaka, and from him came Sonaka, the great saint, the best of those conversant with the Rig Veda. Text 4. Kasyasya Kashis Tatputro Rastro Dig Hatmata Pita Dhanvantari Dig Hatas Masa Ayurveda Pratarataka Jajna Bhug Vasudevam Sa Smrita Matrarti Nasana. Translation. The son of Kashya was Kashi, and his son was Rasta, the father of Dirgatmata. Dirgatmata had a son named Dhanvantari, who was the inaugurator of the medical science and an incarnation of Lord Vasudev, the enjoyer of the results of sacrifices. One who remembers the name of Dhanvantari can be released from all disease. Text 5. Satatputra ketamanasya yatne bhimaratastata dvido daso dumams tasmat pratardana iti smrita. It's a translation. The son of Dhanvantari was Ketuman, and his son was Bhimarath. The son of Bhimarath was Devodas, and the son of Devodas was Duman, also known as Pratardana. Text 6. Sa eva satruji dvatsa ritadvaj iti rita tata kuvalya sveti procto larkadayastata. Translation. Duman was also known as Satrujit, Vatsa, Ritadvaj, and Kulyasva. From him were born Alarka and other sons. Text 7. Shastim Barsha Sahasrani, Shastim Barsha Satanicha, Nalarkad Aparo Rajan, Babuje Medinam Yuva. Translation. Alarka, the son of Yuman, reigned over the earth for 60,000 years, my dear King Prichit. No one other than him has reigned over the earth for so long as a young man. Text 8. Alarkat santitatis tasmat sunito ta niketana dharmaketu satas tasmat shaktya ketur ajayata. Translation. From Alarka came a son named Santati, and his son was Sunita. The son of Sunita was Nikitana, the son of Nikitana was Dharmaketu, and the son of Dharmaketu was Satyaketu. Text 9. Drishtaketus tata tasmat sukumaro kshitisvara vihitotro sabargoto bargam bhumir abhunripa. Translation. O King Prichit, from Satyaketu came a son named Drishtaketu, and from Drishtaketu came Sukumara, the emperor of the entire world. From Sukumara came a son named Vitihotra, and from Vitihotra Barga, and from Barga, Bargabhumi. Text 10. Iteme kshayo bhupa chatravridhanvayayina rabasya rabasa putro gambiras chakirastata. Translation. O Maharaj Prichit, all these kings were descendants of Kashi, and they could also be called descendants of Kshatravrida. The son of Rabha was Rabhasa, and from Rabhasa came Gambira, and from Gambira came a son named Akriya. Text 11. Tadgotram Brahma Jivvij Jajane Srinivamsam Anesh Nasa Sudas Tata Suchis Tasmat Chitrakrid Dharmasarati. Translation. The son of Akriya was known as Brahmavit, O king. Now hear about the descendants of Anena. From Anena came the son named Shuddha, and his son was Shuchi. The son of Shuchi was Dharmasarati, also called Chitrakrit. Text 12. Tata Santarajo Jajne Kritakritya Saatmavan Raja Pancha Satanya San Putranam Amitojasam. Translation. From Chitrakrit was born a son named Santaraj, a self-realized soul who performed all kinds of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and therefore did not beget any progeny. The sons of Raji were 500, all very powerful. Text 13. Devar Abhyar Tito Daityan Havanendraya Dat Divam Indras Tasmai Punar Datva Grihitva Charano Raje Atmanam Arpayam Masa Pradharadadi Ari Sankita. Translation. On the request of the demigods, Raji killed the demons and thus returned the kingdom of heaven to Lord Indra. But Indra, fearing such demons as Prahlad, returned the kingdom of heaven to Raji and surrendered himself at Raji's lotus feet. Text 14. Pratari uparate putra ryachamanaya do yano dudu trivista pam mahendraya rajabhagan samadada. Translation. Upon Raji's death, Indra begged Raji's sons to return of for the return of the heavenly planet. They did not return it, however, although they agreed to return Indra's shares in ritualistic ceremonies. Purport: Raji conquered the kingdom of heaven, and therefore when Indra, the heavenly king, begged Raji's sons to return it, they refused, because they had not taken the heavenly kingdom from Indra, but had inherited it from their father. They considered it their paternal property. Why then should they return it to the demigods? Text 15. Guruna huma huya mane gano balabit taniram jit raje. Avahid brahmsitam margan nakashchid avivasvesita. Translation. Thereafter, Brahaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, offered oblations in the fire so that the sons of Raji would fall from moral principles. When they fell, Lord Indra killed them easily because of their degradation. Not a single one of them remained alive. Text 16. Kushat pratikshatravridat sanjayas tatsutojaya tatakrita kritasyapi jajne hriya balo nupa. Translation. From Kusha, the grandson of Kshatravrida, was born a son named Prati. The son of Prati was Sanjaya, and the son of Sanjaya was Jaya. From Jaya, Krita was born, and from Krita, King Haryabala. Text 17. Sahadevas tato hino jayasenas tutatsuta sankritis tasichad jaya chatradharma ratarata Chatravridha Navayat Bhupa Ime Shrin Vatanahusan. Translation. From Haryabala came a son named Sahadev, and from Sahadev came Hina. The son of Hina was Jayasen, and the son of Jayasen was Sankriti. The son of Sankriti was the powerful and expert fighter named Jaya. These kings were members of the Chatravrida dynasty. Now, let me describe to you the dynasty of Nahusa. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Dynasties of the Sons of Pararava, end quote.